quick this morning with a big smile on my face. 'Cause I dreamed last night my Jaguars clawed their way through the AFC to first place. I got every single jersey, I watch every single game. I got a shiny season ticket now, so everybody at the stadium knows my name. 'Cause I'm a Jags fan and all I wanna do is win, 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 win. I'm a Jags fan and all I wanna do is win. I'm a Jags fan and all I wanna do is win, 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 win. I'm a Jags fan and all I wanna do is win.
You live life on the edge. You live life on the edge. Hi, this is Andre Moultrie with the JJC Podcast, Jacksonville Jaguars Country Podcast. And this is the post game. This is the end. This is the journey will not continue as the chosen one did not choose to win this game. The Kansas City Chiefs defeat the Jacksonville Jaguars 27-20. There was a lot in this game. A lot in this game. Once again, inconsistent play calling. Not taking enough deep shots in this game. And the difference between this number one seed and the number four seed is mistakes. Never beat yourself. Honestly, I'll admit this. The Jaguars beat themselves this whole entire playoff season. They had two games and they lost the turnover battle in both games. If Doug Peterson can push anything, and I mean anything, don't beat yourself with stupid plays. We turned the ball over four times against the Chargers. We turned the ball over twice against the number one seed, yet and still we lost by seven. First things first, Patrick Mahomes was hobbled. Arden Key fell on his ankle. Accidental. It messed him up. This is where I say don't beat yourself. Now, in high school, the football coach would practice not beating yourself. He would stress that in your brain. Coaches stretch that in your brain. They stress that in your brain. In sports, period, they stress not beating yourself. Not beating yourself. The Jaguars this whole postseason, what did they do? They beat themselves. I'll give you multiple and multiple and multiple examples in this Kansas City game. Not even in this Kansas City game. Mahomes is hobbled. Chad Henne comes out. We punt. Great punt. 2-yard line. 2-yard line. And we allowed Chad Henne to go 98 yards for a touchdown. Don't beat yourself. That is the ending of this Jaguars season. They started the season beating themselves. I got multiple games where they beat themselves this season. The Philadelphia game jumps out of mind. The Houston Texans game where they lost, they beat themselves. If this team wants to get to where Kansas City, where they want to get to Cincinnati, because those are the top two teams. I know I saw Buffalo lose today. Buffalo is still a top team in the AFC that if the Jaguars want to get to that level, they're going to have to play them. They're going to have to play Josh Allen. They're going to have to play Burrow. They're going to have to play Patrick Mahomes. You cannot beat yourself. Now, this is year one of Doug Peterson. So we'll see how the team improves next year. A lot of young players on this defense. We got no pressure whatsoever. No pressure whatsoever on hobbled Patrick Mahomes, let alone Chad Henne. Speaking of never beat yourself, because that's the theme for today's podcast, never beat yourself. Chad Henne took a roughing the passer penalty after what would have been I'm not sure, but that would have got us off the field, if I'm correct. He took a roughing the passer penalty, added 15 more yards to whatever catch it was. I'm not sure if it was third down. That's another way of beating yourself. Couldn't get off the field. This team was atrocious on third down. I had no confidence, hobbled Patrick Mahomes or Chad Henne, that we could get them off the field on third down, because we left Keenan Allen open the entire game damn near against the Chargers. The Chargers just couldn't capitalize off of it because the Chargers are going to charge her. They're just going to charge her. To me, it seemed like Justin Herbert is taking over for Phillip Rivers with the choke job. You know how on the movie Black Panther, if anybody's seen the movie Black Panther, they drink the water or whatever the fuck it is. And they'd be like, you have been engulfed with the Black Panther. That's how it feels like Justin Herbert has with Phillip Rivers. Because Phillip Rivers met with Justin Herbert before that game. So he must have gave him a sip of the juice and said, you are engulfed with the choke artist. You're going to choke unlike any other. And he did, 27-0. He choked. But I'm not going to go into that. I'm going to go into Chad Henne, 98 fucking yards. So you get the lay in and he scores, right? And this whole game, it just seemed up for the taking for the Jaguars, and they just could not make that play. Christian Kirk dropped a bomb, which I thought would have helped us. '69 and '68 was getting abused all game. Man, my man Brandon got turned around bad. They was leaving the A and B gaps. That's rule number one. Don't leave the A and B gaps because that's the quickest way to the quarterback. When Trevor Lawrence threw his interception, he had somebody go right up the B gap. The A and the B gaps, they were open. It went right through the gap. He threw the ball. He couldn't step into the throw. And then the corner made like one of the Odell Beckham catches. Because Zay Jones, I think that was Zay Jones over there, he had him beat. He would have got the pass to him. The problem is you can't step into a throw when this man is running right at you. So he threw it up and it was intercepted. Everybody in the stadium, everybody in the stadium knows who the best player on the Chiefs is. Travis Kelce. I went to school with him. He was a quarterback when I went to school with him. But Travis Kelce is the best player offensively for the Chiefs outside of Patrick Mahomes. And we allowed this man to get 14 catches off 17 targets. They could not force the ball to nobody else. Isaiah Pacheco, the rookie running back, had 12 carries for 95 yards. That's a 7.5 carry. The defense of the Jaguars, for the love of God, could not get a pass rush to hobbled Patrick Mahomes. To hobbled Patrick Mahomes. Or Chad Henne. I watched them on a third down run. It looked like the exact play I seen when Chad Henne had to go in against the Browns when they were playing Baker Mayfield in the second round of the playoffs 2 years ago. Was that 3 years ago? Three years ago. They ran the exact third down play. That same play. And they got the play completed. We couldn't get them off the field on third downs. The offense, all season, they played to their strength. Their strength was never really down the field. That's why they went and got Calvin Ridley at the trade deadline. So next year, they figure, hey, if we didn't make the playoffs, we'll have another receiver to stretch the field. I'm going to give you one for the offseason. They're going to pick up a draft, another receiver. They're going to draft another receiver. Marvin Jones is not coming back. And quite honestly, I would like for them to get a 6'5", 6'4", 6'3", big-ass speedster. What pick do we got? We got 24. I would love to see TCU's receiver. I want to see them get a receiver in the first round. As crazy as that shit sound, a receiver and a tight end, I wouldn't mind it in the first round. I don't think they're going to sign Ingram back. I think Ingram's going to get top money from somewhere. We'll see. I hope he comes back. But it, to me, seems like he may get his money somewhere else. We couldn't stop Travis Kelce. The offense ran the ball 19 times in total. Jamichael Hasty had 4 carries for 36 yards, 9 yards a carry. Travis Etienne had 10 carries for 62 yards, 6.2 yards a carry. Yet and still, we did not run the ball more. Kansas City ran the ball total for 30 times for 144 yards, 4.8 yards a carry, right? Jacksonville, the Jaguars ran the ball for 19 times for the exact same yardage. For 7.6 yards, about 7 yards a carry. And yet and still, we did not run the ball. I thought there was some key moments in this game where the game could have turned around. I thought we had momentum after we stopped them. We had momentum after we got the punt. And Walker Little, he destroyed the whole drive. He destroyed the whole drive. First, he got beat for a sack. And then he got called for tripping. He destroyed the whole drive. We were offensively, we were clicking after that. We were clicking and he got destroyed. He struggled with Frank Clark. Yes, he did. But that's part of the growing process of Walker Little. So I can't really be like, oh, shit. Walker Little, God damn it. He got fucked. Then the one little moment that we had in a game. Remember this theme. Don't beat yourself. That's the in this game, it was simple. This game was simple. Kansas City played flawless football. What was the turnovers at? They turned the ball over none. We turned the ball over twice. We turned the ball over 7 times. In the playoffs. Think about this score, though. We lost by 7. Agnew fumbled at the 3-yard line. That could have been a touchdown. That would have kept this game fightable. But would you trust the defense to get a third down stop? Maybe. Maybe, maybe not. Trevor Lawrence, he missed some plays, but he also had some drops by his receivers, which it shall improve next year. that should improve next year. Don't beat yourself. Don't beat yourself. And they beat themselves. Next year, I want to see a little more flawless football. I want to see it a little bit more. We lost by 7 and we turned the ball over twice. That's not championship football. Watch the teams that make it there. Kansas City repeatedly, this is the 5th time they've been in the AFC championship game. They've won a Super Bowl. They don't make bad mistakes. 49ers, they got a rookie quarterback in the NFC championship game. They don't make bad mistakes. Philadelphia Eagles, what I love about their coach, I guarantee you, he stressed, don't make bad mistakes. And when something is working with that head coach, that motherfucker will do it until you stop it. I like that about him. I watch other teams. Jags is my team. But this playoffs, I got to watch other teams. I've watched other teams. I'm a fan of football. Philadelphia's team, Jalen Hurts, when they get in that red zone, you know what the fuck about to happen. It ain't no question in their mind what the fuck about to happen. And I guarantee you they stress, don't fuck it up. You hear. Teams that got eliminated. Buffalo fucks it up. Cowboys fuck it up. Dak threw a pick in that game, I believe. Fuck it up. Think about the teams that went home. The Jaguars, fuck it up. Cowboys, fuck it up. Giants, fuck it up. Didn't they turn the ball over against the Eagles? They turned it over. And it got out of hand. Buffalo, fuck it up. Wait, what teams did I say? Jaguars, Giants, Bengals. I'm missing a team here. Which team am I missing here? What team am I missing here? I said Giants, and I said the Bengals, and I said the Jaguars. What team am I missing here? They got their ass whooped. What team am I missing? I don't think I'm missing a team, right? Yeah, but in Dallas. Yeah, in Dallas. They all turned the ball over. They all made mental mistakes. And now they're sitting at home watching the other teams go to the NFC and AFC championship game. They're all sitting there watching. They're all sitting there wondering, oh, I could have did this better. I could have did that better. Another year in Trevor Lawrence's cap. I don't think he played particularly well in this game. I think he played within the game. He played within the game. I get it. But that's not what we needed. He's young. He's going to learn from this. As a Jag fan, I'm scared to death of this offseason. This offseason will tell me everything I need to know about Trent Baalke. Everything I need to know, because me just watching, I know we need somebody. We need a veteran on the defensive line. I want to see Robertson Harris back. He was the best defense. To me, he was the best person on defense this whole entire playoff. He was having a excellent playoffs. I want to see him back. I'm not sure if his contract's up or... I think he got one more year because he signed 3 years here. He got one more year. I'm curious how that's going to work or turn out. But we need a veteran on the defensive line. We need another corner. I'm curious what they're going to do at safety. They're going to need a corner for sure. They got the linebackers. They're going to need somebody on it. They need to get pass rush. They need a pass rush bad. And I want to see the improvement in Walker Little. I want to see the improvement in Walker Little as well as seeing what they're going to do with Juwan Taylor, because he's going to be one of the better offensive linemen on the market. 69 needs to be a backup. I think that's Tyler Shatley. He needs to be a backup. And Brandon had a bad game. He's an elite guard, so I can't really be mad at him. He just had a bad game. This center is fine. They're going to need a backup running back. Possibly a backup running back. I would personally like to see them get a big bruiser. A guy that on third and short, they can just hand it to him and he's going to get a yard. They do have Snoop Connor. We'll see how he progresses as the offseason continues. There's a lot of positive on this team. I'm really excited for the future, but as a Jags fan, it's in the back of my mind. I watched 2017 self-destruct. I watched it. And I kind of caught some of this shit. And I'm like, this team may need to rebuild really soon. And they fucked up giving Blake Bortles that contract. But they felt it was right. And I can't be mad at that, but I was pissed at the fact that it was this close. I got to see how this team do this, because Trevor's contract is lurking. This will be season 3 for Trevor. It is lurking. Trevor eventually has to get to the point where he has to carry the team. And good organizations learn how to build, to rebuild very quickly. After Kansas City lost that Super Bowl, they rebuilt the offensive line. They rebuilt it, and nobody even noticed because Kansas City just constantly keeps winning. They might not have won the Super Bowl since then. Right now, they're rebuilding. They're rebuilding their offense. They're rebuilding their receiving core. Travis Kelce is like 32 years old. And soon enough, they're going to draft a tight end and ease him on in there. They're building their receiving core right now. It's obvious. That's why they got Kadarius Toney. To ease him into this offense, and next year you're going to see Kadarius Toney shine. Because he has breakaway speed. I got to see the Jaguars do that, because they're going to need to in the next 2 years. And this team right now can't be the plateau. Second round divisional can't be the plateau. It cannot be the plateau. So drafting so far, Trent Baalke, I'm going to give you these 3 picks, because right now season 1 ends. They did improve the team. I need to see Walker Little get more sacks. Oh, I keep calling him Walker Little. I need to see Walker Little playing on the offensive line next year. Possibly playing on the offensive line. And I need to see Trayvon Walker takes that next step as a pass rusher and however the fuck you want to use him. And I need to see Devin Loy also take that step. He had a good start to his year. He went up and down. Typical rookie shit. If you ain't super elite off the jump, it take a up and down, and then you get it. He gonna get it. I believe he's gonna get it. Devin Loy was a good pick, in my opinion. I think he's gonna get it. The first draft, if we ended the first draft, I always judge it. Tyson Campbell, he's a B plus corner right now. I'm not saying shut down yet. He's almost at A minus range. He's getting damn close. He's a B plus corner. He's gonna get better though. So that's a hit. Trevor Lawrence, he's a hit. Who was the other guy in that draft? Walker Little appears to be a hit. He just got to get more playing time. But it looks like he's going to be a hit. So you hit in that draft. This other draft, you got to hit as well. Because after this year, you're going to have to make some decisions, some really tough decisions. And it's going to be to the point where you're going to be like, all right, I drafted this guy because I knew this was going to happen. And this guy has to perform to make up for that production. Rayshon Jenkins had a hell of a year this year. Foye Oluwakon, excellent pickup. Love the pickup. One of the best defensive players for us this year. But moving forward, I just got a feeling about this, that they're going to get it right. This team ain't been in the playoffs only one time in a fucking decade. And this is the second time, but this one feels different. It feels different, but it's, as a Jags fan, you know it's scary. You know it's scary because you've seen it before. In 2017, after they lost to the Patriots, you couldn't have told a fan that by 2019 you'd be rebuilding the whole damn team. You couldn't have told us that. You thought we maybe had one more shot, and we had to rebuild the whole damn team. Mistakes. Young team mistakes cost us this game against the Chiefs. And moving forward, hopefully, they will learn. That is it for this podcast episode. When you get a chance, if you want to support the podcast, please, and I mean please, give us a rating on Apple, Spotify, Google, wherever you listen to the podcast to or from. If you want to support us and buy some merch, go to www.jjcpodcast.com. That's where the merch is at. I'm also going to be giving some stuff away pretty soon, so still be on the lookout and I'm going to have some more podcast episodes about this offseason, because this offseason is a very, very, very important offseason. Have a good one. And remember, we coming. We coming. What did Deion Sanders say? We coming. We coming. If we this close to the number one seed, who I believe is the second best team, because the Bengals are the AFC champions, so you got to respect them as such. We coming. We coming.